Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Andy.
Hello there, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You're in Playing Black tonight. It's this evening, this lunchtime.
This afternoon, this morning.
What are you looking for with that black, like architect, northeastern, Geordie architect?
I'm not looking for any kind of look. It's a Primark T-shirt that I've just chucked on this morning.
Right. Okay.
Do you think there's some kind of hidden agenda, don't you?
No, I just wondered, what colour are your trousers? I can't see them. What colour are your trousers?
They're kind of like a greenish, but they've got like a go faster stripe down the side.
Oh, it's a tracky bottom, is it? That sort of thing.
Do you want to see them? Because they're really good. If I can just put this.
Have a look. I don't know if I can. Oh, that's like fucking hell.
Look at them.
It's like a cream insert. Trouser with a cream insert.
Right down either leg. It's like superhero kind of style. I got them in Sainsbury's and I'm really happy with them.
I don't imagine they expected to sell any of them, Andy. So,
that's when I came along and I took a gross.
Yeah.
And I've got them stashed away for the next. It keeps going for the next 15, 20 years, I reckon.
They look like they might actually make you go faster, Andy. I've got to say.
When you find a look that works for you, buy in bulk, stick with it for as long as you can. So I'll be wearing these till I'm probably 65, I reckon.
It's very true what you say, Andy. The problem is like, especially with a trouser or a jumper, you don't realise till maybe a couple of months after you've got it that, you know, this is the perfect garment for me. By which time, you know, I'm not the type who's going to then go and search it out again. But really, if your instincts say this is a good one, you should buy two or three, shouldn't you?
You think there's like a bedding in period of a couple of months till you realise that it's the one.
Till you realise, I love this jumper.
God, that's just one of the complications of life, isn't it, I guess?
Isn't it just, I mean, we're being a bit dull. Did you go to the Borough Sunderland match?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have enjoyed it.
I thought Sunderland were very good, Andy. You've got to be hopeful.
We're all right at the minute.
You know what I've said? I think we're going to finish 7th and 8th. The two of us.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost Ross Stewart again with a big injury, so he's our best player. So we'll try and muddle along. I don't really think we'll get in the playoffs. Yeah, I think you could be right, 7th and 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's better than being the Premier League, isn't it?
Hey, let's start the podcast with a song, Andrew.
Yeah.
Come on.
Which one?
Let's do a bit of country music, you know.
Do you want to sing it?
Fuck yeah. Why do you want to sing it? You're more than welcome.
No. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
I've been listening to that country fucking music, trying to find a way to lead a better life. I've been on the dating sites and down the Asda, trying to catch the eye of a country western wife. I've made myself some chaps from a vinyl sofa. I've sewed some frills onto me tracksuit top. I've been eating baked beans with tiny sausages, and I've been crying on my toilet quite a lot. Well, I'm not honky, I'm not bright as a spark. I'm Andy Dodo's son, I'm pissing on shadows.
Shadows
in the fucking dark. I've had hiccups and a nosebleed since last Monday. I tried to synchronize the hiccups to the beats, but as the blood keeps streaming down my trachea, I've had to put forensic slippers on my feet. But I'm that honky, I'm that bright as a spark. I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows.
Shadows, shadows.
In the fucking dark. Oh yeah. That country music, Andy's doing me head in. Hey, love it.
You were singing about me tratty situation there, and I've just shown you me tratty bottoms.
Hey, don't get any blood on them. They could become very valuable in the future. You know, like a shell suit. Like, did you see what they used to fucking wear?
I could sell them on eBay. I mean, this is a bit sinister, but there's a market for unwashed clothing on eBay.
I've seen... I think it's probably you, it's Profanity Swan or something on the eBay. I see you're trying to sell ideas and thoughts.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to... You should be selling things.
Concepts.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Well, no, you can sell anything on eBay. You can sell ideas, concepts, memories. You can sell fantasies. But you've got to be over 18 to buy a fantasy. But, I do all right out of it.
You've sold some, have you?
Yeah, you used memories. Yeah, sell them.
So I'll
like sell a memory of like maybe it's a holiday in Cornwall when I was a kid.
Right.
So I'll sell it to someone. I get like 15 quid for it, but that just means I can't remember it anymore.
All right. It's blanked out your mind, is it?
Because they get the ownership of it. It's a bit like these NFTs, really. It's all bullshit.
It is similar to NFTs, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to be called this week? I wondered if you'd like to be called Mr. Huff and Puff, because I would. But what do you think, Mr. Huff and Puff?
Not really, no.
Lamshank Wilf?
That's better.
Sir Ian of Ian.
Who?
Sir Ian of Ian.
Sir Ian of Ian. I'll be Lamshank Wilf.
All right, Lamshank.
Options.
All right, Lamshank Wilf, how are you doing?
Thank you very much. I've got two for you.
Go on,
which
then.
You might like. You can be, as usual, you could be, what are you, Honky Tonk?
Honky Tonk, I think, yeah.
Or Seasonal Raymond.
Nice.
All I know is that he enjoys adding seasonings to his food, but only in spring.
Okay.
So he's seasonal.
Seasonal.
In every sense. Or you could be the Earl of Middley Diddley.
Do you know I'll be the Earl of Middley Diddley?
That's got an aristocratic feel to it, I think so, yeah.
Do you have a seasoning, talking of seasonings, do you have not your salt and your pepper... Do you have another one that you sometimes rely on? I don't know, Maggie or Aromat or garlic salt or something.
The Maggie bags, I do the chicken drumsticks in a Maggie barbecue bag.
Would
Is that
you
what
like
you're driving
to,
at?
No, would you like to be called Maggie Bag?
Maggie Bag? No, I wouldn't. I've already took Lamshank Wilf. Very happy with it, thanks very much. Before we go any further, I've got a Rubik's Cube here in front of me.
Oh, yeah, I see.
How fast do you reckon I can solve it?
Well, because you're asking, it's going to be really quick. 30, 40 seconds or something?
40 seconds, right. Here we go, let's have a go. There you go.
Fuck hell!
I reckon that was about 2.5 seconds.
Are you quickest in the world?
Third quickest.
Third quickest. Bloody hell, that
I'm just going to put it back into random again. There you are, someone else can have a go later
on. Are you interested, Andy,
no.
In any of the following topics? No, I don't know, but I'll give it a go. One might just hit home. Are you interested in hosepipe to tap connectors?
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll come back. Yeah, you are, you fucker. Are you interested in winter tyres?
Not really.
Not really. Are you interested in household draft management?
Oh, God, yeah, I really am at the minute, yeah.
Fuck, I'm hitting home here. Are you interested in the Cosmos all-you-can-eat buffet chain?
Who? Cosmos?
Yeah. No, you don't know that one?
I don't think we have them up here.
There was one in Newcastle, but I will strike that one off. Finally, my health.
No.
No. So we shall return to...
Oh, sorry.
Will you stop playing with it?
I can't put it down.
We'll return to hose pipe to tap connectors and draft management, I think. Household.
Later on.
Shall we? Because it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, to have found a topic you like. Anyway, I went to Sunderland for them. Talking about the match, I went up for the match.
Right.
I don't know. You might know it. I parked in the Kia dealership near the stadium. Do you know it?
Oh, yeah. Quite near. Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite leery around... when I arrived, so I parked up there, and the fella, because he knew, as he said, I could stop there. So I
killed some time just looking at the motors, you know. And mm-hmm. there was a Sunderland dad and his kid looking at the cars. And I couldn't help but overhear the conversation they had with the salesman.
Yeah.
So starts off with the kid. Oh, Dad, why has this car got four wheels? Oh, so that they can go round and round, son. Do all cars have four wheels? No, some are four before, and they have 16 wheels, son, you know, so you can fart a boot in the fields and that. The salesman says, what sort of car are you looking for, mate? Whoa, your kid's not much of a looker, is he? You want to get him down Greg's, get some moisture into his skin. Aye, he's a very dry boy. He'll get a bit of colour in his cheeks once we've had a burger at the match. Have you got anything for sale around 500 quid? No, we don't sell hacky shite. Think you've come to the wrong place. Whoa, don't come the uppity-thruppity with me, Joe. Kiddy says, kick his fucking head in, Dad. Shut it, son. Play on your phone, you know, the game with the fruit pieces. Listen, mate, I've got a doggy bag in me pocket and I don't want it fermenting at the match. Would you pop it in your bin for a while? No chance, says the salesman. Why not just throw it at the Borough fans when they come past? Nah, it's Alsatian. Got some sharp edges, might take someone's eye out. I'm not a monster, the kid says. I am. I'll throw it at them. Oh, you're a good lad, son. If you do that, I'll get you a couple of bottles of blue and a sack of dippers for the night when we're watching SAS Rogue Heroes. And the kiddie took the bag off his dad and threw it right in the middle of a group of Borough fans walking down the road. One of them caught it, threw it back and hit the salesman full on the face. And as soon as the stench hit him, Andy, he ran into the woods nearby, ripped his clothing off, fashioned a bow and arrow, killed a wild boar and cooked it over an open fire while singing, I'm in the army now. Whoa, I'm in the army now. So that's an interesting incident.
Ah, so that was the fan zone you were in then. That's what happens there.
So there you go.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Very nice.
That's Sunderland, isn't it?
It is. That's Sunderland for you. Hey, listen to this.
Yeah. Play your cards right.
Play your cards right.
Do I get to play?
You get to play. Play your cards right.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Now, the first card I've turned over is Nine of Clubs.
Oh.
Nine of Clubs, higher or lower?
Lower.
Humiliation.
Oh, have it's the Nine
up?
Of Hearts. So it's a nine and a nine, but that's okay. I'll let you have another go.
Don't they say that you get nothing for a pair or something in this game?
You no, get you don't get nothing for a pair. Well, I'll let you have another go.
Go on, then.
Nine of Hearts, higher or lower?
Lower.
Humiliation.
Oh, Nine of Diamonds.
Yeah, I don't trust you.
Go on, have another go. Have another go. Higher or lower?
The same.
No, you don't let us say the same. Got to be higher or lower.
I'm going to go lower again. I'll stick with that tactic.
Humiliation.
Yeah. Nine of Hearts. One more go. Higher or lower?
It better not be another nine, Andy. There's only four in a pack. I'll go lower again.
Humiliation.
Nine of Spades.
I thought that we'd already had the Nine of Spades.
No, I've had Nine of Hearts twice. I haven't had Nine of Spades yet.
That was shit.
Yeah, it was really, wasn't it? I'm sorry, but that's the way the cards fall, so, you know.
Okay. Thank you for letting me have a go. What would I have won?
My Rubik's Cube.
Rubbish. Oh, stop playing with it, man. So, hose pipe to tap connectors.
Yeah.
Have you had any success with them? On an indoor tap, you know?
On an indoor tap?
Yeah.
Why would you have one on an indoor tap?
Well, for example, like me, you might not have an outdoor tap.
Oh, I see, right. So, like, kitchen tap out through the kitchen window into the garden. I have an outdoor tap. Bob.
Okay.
How come you've never had an outdoor tap fitted with all your money and prestige?
What do you mean? Prestige doesn't get you taps.
Well, of course it does. You just got to make a fucking phone call and get a tap fitted.
Oh, I'm on the telly. I'm on the telly, like, could I have some taps? No, the taps.
Just one tap.
The taps are the thing you just cannot get, Andy. Celebrities.
No, well, I've got an outdoor tap, so it's not an issue.
So what's your connection like? Is it one of those screw ones?
It's a hose lock.
What, a yellow
one? It just goes over the tap itself.
And it never fails? It never lets you down?
Nah, never lets. There's a little bit of leakage at source, but that's all right.
So why were you so interested in this hose pipe to tap connection topic?
I wanted to know where you were going. I don't know where you're going to go with it.
Well, I think I fucked up because I don't think it's a problem with outdoor taps, is it? It's fitting.
No, well, have you got problems with yours? Your indoor tap?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have.
You've got one of them cooker tap things, haven't you, with the hot water?
Yeah.
Are you attaching it to that?
Oh, my fuck. That's about 3 millimetres.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's not going to work, is it?
Well, I know. I hate this topic, Andy. Obviously, I hate it. I wish I'd never bothered.
I hate this episode.
So,
what's next?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, Andy, Infinity Rocket Plastics have managed to secure me another bit of script from the upcoming Netflix series Geordie Heat.
So oh, brilliant.
I thought I'd read that out for you. Is that all right?
Okay.
Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie nights. Geordie streets full of crime. Geordie Heat. Interior Geordie Heat incident room. The phone rings and is promptly answered by PC Denise Welsh. Oh, hello. You're through to Geordie Heat emergency thingy. Can I take your name and address, please?
It is Mr. Sting from the massive house with the massive drive and the most massive sit-on supermower that has ever been built.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sting. Can I just say I didn't really need to know about the moor?
Oh, you'd want to know about it if you saw it. It's got massive pipes sticking out the back that emits pure Himalayan oxygen that we harvest for Trudy's yoga bubble and thinking chamber. Are you jealous of some it?
No, it sounds lovely, Mr. Sting, and I'm very happy for your grass and your pasture. Now, how can we help you?
Well, yeah, thank you. At last, as I was mowing my massive field, I heard a big clunk on the mower blade, and when I got off to inspect the incident, it would appear that there is an unexploded bomb buried in the field. It's not massive, but it looks well fucking risky.
And what makes you think it's a bomb, Mr. Sting?
Well, it's metal, it's pointy, and it's got German writing on it, so it doesn't take a genius to work it out like.
Aye, it does sound quite bomby. I'll send a squad car round right away. Now, you keep a good distance from it whilst you wait for our officers, won't you, pet?
Yeah, and please make sure they put their sirens on full blast and make a right song and dance on the way. They should probably bring some pliers as well, although if they haven't got none, I have a pocket multi-tool with over 100 functions, including a spiky curved thing that can remove individual eggs from sturgeons. I just had to have it. Now hurry the fuck up.
Cut to Sting's massive field. He is sat in his massive mower, strumming on his lute. Chief Inspector Eddie Howe and Chief Constable Amanda Stavely arrive next to the mower. Mr. Sting is singing.
Oh, Mr. Sting, yes, Mr. Sting, he sings with such aplomb. Oh, Mr. Sting, now here's the thing, he survived attack by a bomb.
Good fucking afternoon, Mr. Sting. We've come about a fucking bomb. Must be a terrible fucking inconvenience for you.
How dare you interrupt my looting and tooting?
Well, I do beg your fucking pardon, Squire, but I think an unexploded bomb is a trifle more important than your singing practice.
How dare you suggest that? My song's my life, and my tunes feed the world. I would happily be blown to smithereens sitting, singing my work, and I don't mean that dap stuff I used to do when I was a nipper.
Amanda gets out of the car. Hello, Mr. Sting. What a beautiful machine. That is that you're straddling. Lucky, lucky mower. Am I right?
Oh, hello, Miss Staveley.
Please, just call me Amanda Baby.
Yes, I will. Now, I must say your colleague here, D.I. Howe, is a right ignorant bugger, so having you here is very reassuring.
He's just doing his job, and he does it on a very limited budget, and he does it very well. Am I right, Eddie?
Very fucking kind of you to say, Amanda Baby. So, Mr. Sting, might you show me the fucking bomb that you've apparently fucking discovered?
Yes, it's right there, at the back of the moor. You can see the point sticking up about 5 inches off the ground.
All three of them gingerly approach the location of the bomb and stare at it intently.
Yeah, it does look very fucking bomby.
I know, a bit like the missiles you get on Thunderbirds or Stingray, am I right?
You are right, Amanda Baby, and please note the German writing right near the tip.
Eddie takes a closer look.
Welcome, Rackington Blassenlamp. God knows what the fuck that means. You any ideas, Mr. Stink?
I was thinking it might be the name of a town near Berlin where they make bombs.
Well, that was an effortlessly shit suggestion. Any ideas, Amanda Baby?
Well,
I've put it into my Google Translate and the literal meaning is space rocket bubble lamp. Bubble lamps are fun. They were big in the 60s, am I right?
Hold on now. Just hold on. I bought Trudy a bubble lamp in a metal casing for our wedding anniversary.
Sting pulls the thing out of the ground.
I recognise it now. She must have buried it. I thought she had a cob on about it because she wanted an actual rocket so she could send a capsule of her thoughts to the moon. But they didn't have one on Amazon, like, so I bought this.
You thought it was a real rocket, am I right?
Kind of. But come on, let's not dwell on that or get into, like, whataboutery or out like that.
Well, it's a relief it wasn't an actual bomb, especially as I haven't actually got any fucking pliers to disable it. Do you mind if I take the lamp for her indoors? She'd fucking love it.
Only if you listen to my latest song all the way through.
That's OK, I'll leave it, thanks. But I wish you all the fucking best with your endeavours and the best of fucking luck with what remains of your mowing.
So, that's that. That's where the script ends. There, yeah.
Well, we should probably have the outro music now, then, just to finish it off.
Geordie Heats.
Shall I have some questions from the Parsnippers?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Bobby Needs says, if you could only eat one type of bread for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I always like, and you know that, have you been to France? That French morning bread. I think that's beautiful.
Morning bread. That the long one.
Yeah, it's gorgeous stuff. But I don't live in France, so I've got a bit tired of the... My lifetime bread has been the cheap, plasticky, white sliced, Andy, but I've tired of it just recently. At the moment, I have this one called Warburton's Old English White.
Okay.
Good size for the toaster and lasts about a week without tainting too much.
That's good. Anything, any white loaf, but ideally freshly baked.
Nice.
From a bakery, just, you know, cutting a big fucking fat slice of that with some butter on it.
Yeah.
Can't be beaten.
How fat a slice do you go for when it's beans on toast?
beans on toast as fat as I could get away with.
You're talking an inch or something?
Cut inch and a half, probably, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I love beans on toast. I've got right back into beans on toast
it's
recently.
Beautiful. Andy, have you switched to Branston yet?
Oh, I've been in Branston for a while, yes. The only beans that's worth getting.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Of course they are.
I ran out of Branston and I had an old pot of Heinz left. And you can't eat Heinz after you've had Branston.
Inedible.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Completely inedible.
So that's
have you tried some of the low-sugar beans?
No, I won't go near them.
Don't. Just don't ever do it. No. Anyway.
Graham Hackney says, what's the best floor for a living room? Assume the family have a child and a cat.
That sounds like a personal request, doesn't it? That sounds like he's wanting a bespoke recommendation.
Thick orange shag pile. Because I find that most of the filth just... I've got a shag pile rug in front of me fire, and the filth just seems to disappear into the base, you know.
Right.
And then if you spill anything on it, if you kind of scuff it up with a rubber-soled slipper...
Yeah.
It all sort of merges into one, you know, half mucky, half clean.
Yeah, I think when it's a deep pile like that, you can probably get away with like maybe a dozen years' worth of just muck that'll just build up before it becomes visible.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Becomes just a very heavy carpet when you shift it, though.
Don't push your face into it either. Keep your face away from it.
That's my recommendation.
It's very good. Jack Neal says, tinned, powdered, cartoned or homemade custard?
It's a good question. It's a good question. I enjoy all the custards, Andy.
Tinned and cartoned are pretty much the same animal.
I think
that's
so,
the right word.
I don't think it's worth the bother to do homemade. I don't think so.
No. Have you seen Ambrosia? I think it's Ambrosia. Because they're like the kings of custard, really, in this country. They've just brought out a deluxe custard.
Had it yesterday, Andrew.
Did you have it?
I had it with a syrup sponge pudding.
Oh, I know.
I know. Am I right?
Was it nice, though? Tell us.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. I mean, it's like I'm a bit conflicted because it was only one of those little you buy at the shop sponge puddings. Mm. So I only really needed 3 tablespoons of custard. So it's in the fridge and I know it's going to go to shit.
You could have gone and got one of them big, rectangular cube-shaped...
Yeah, I could have.
...puddings.
You know, I'm really... Talking of Ambrosia, did I ever tell you that me and Jim were once at Jim's house and there was a paparazzi climbing over his wall taking photos? And they get on your wick after a while, you know what I mean? Just having this bloke looking at you. He was about,
I imagine it's fun at first, but then after a while it gets annoying.
So... I said to Jim, why don't you go and put Ambrosia rice in his car? Because I reckon that'll be really difficult to shift and it'll probably start stinking. But I can't see that they'd ever arrest you for assault by Ambrosia rice. So he went round and he poured it through the fella's window and he did go to the police.
Not very fair, is it?
So there you go. That doesn't work. If you're getting papped, any of you out there?
Paparazzis are quite humorless, really.
Fraser McLeod. What are your thoughts on sharing power tools? Would either of you allow a neighbour to borrow your drill, for example? Well, Andy, I have a drill in a hard case, and I would deny its existence to a neighbour.
Yeah.
Our man is his tools. And to be parted with them's like losing a limb, no chance.
I would think it's, I'd be completely just honest and upfront and just say, no, I really wouldn't like to lend you that.
Yeah.
Because I don't see it ending well.
I haven't got the bottle to do that, so I would just say, I don't have one. Really sorry, I don't have one. I'm allergic to them, something like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The
Matthew Phillips, who's the most famous person you've ever encountered in a public convenience? Damon Albarn from Blur, for me.
In the toilets?
In the toilets.
I remember I was once with the entire Middlesbrough Cup final squad in the toilets, down the basement of a hotel.
Yeah, but they're not very famous, though, are they?
Well, they were to me, and one of the junior lads from the youth team, the senior players told him to get his balls out because he had the biggest balls in the world. And this young lad did get one of his bollocks out, and it was about the size of an Edam cheese. It's quite extraordinary.
Wow. Progress to the first team, do you know, or what became of him?
Well, it's going to cause balance, but I mean, I don't know. Low centre of gravity. I don't know what became of him.
Probably joined the circus.
I think we'd know if he'd made it, because you couldn't have concealed it under his shorts, you know what I mean? I've been in toilets with a lot of famous people, Andy.
Okay. Who's the most famous? Joan Collins, maybe?
I tell you what, he says, encountered in a public convenience. I once shared a lift with Sean Penn, and I suppose a lift's for the convenience of the public, isn't it?
Yeah, you can have that, I guess. Yeah.
He's pretty famous. He was tiny, smaller than me.
Yeah. I was wondering from Stephen Buckingham, can you ask Mark Lawrenson what his top 10 emotional states would be?
Oh, that's nice.
So I've passed that on to Mark, and he sent back, where is it? Yeah, it's a WAV. So I'll play that now, see what he says. Hello, I'm Mark Lawrenson. These are my top 10 emotional states. Number 10, boredom. Number 9, anger. Very low rated. I rarely find that it's worth it. Number 8, lust. Don't get a lot of that at my age. Number 7, disgust. Number 6, relief. Number 5, confusion. Increasingly getting more of that at my age. Number 4, bewilderment. I got this when the BBC let my contract lapse a few months ago. Number 3, amusement. Number 2, boredom again. More of that, actually, since my BBC contract lapsed a few months ago. And my number 1 emotional state is euphoria. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's nice of Mark. I wouldn't have associated him with euphoria, but there you go.
Well, he probably hides it very well,
When he purchases a new shirt, a nice shiny shirt.
Yeah. Keeps it behind closed doors, I think, which I think is appropriate. Public euphoria is not, you know.
Oh, except at the match, like.
Yeah.
I like jumping about the match. Andy, do you fancy singing a song?
We could do, yeah, together.
Well, yeah, you know, the song we did about what a beautiful day it is when you go to the retail park.
Yeah. We'll sing that.
Yeah, go on then. Well, all right, boss, it's a beautiful day, so I'm off down B&M. Where are you heading?
I'm going up Home Bargains. They've got a 10-pack of Kit Kats on for £2.50. Not missing out on that.
No, that's an incredible deal. Would you get me a pack whilst you're there? I love a Kit Kat, you know, and I'm watching Louis Theroux.
Ah, I'll get you one, yeah. What's going on down at B&M?
Oh, they've got a 2-litre Tower Brand air fryer on offer for £29. It's while stocks last, though, so I'm not going to fuck about.
Wow, it certainly is a beautiful day.
Yeah, colour it any way you want, but you've got that right.
Days like these that make the grind worthwhile.
Yeah, any day down the bargain outlets is a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. I've got my eye on a 900 gram canister of whey protein. It's only £26. It's virtually half price.
I love having a sip of whey protein when I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé. What a day.
Are you going to bother with the home furnishings? I generally just have a look, you know, just to give us some inspiration.
No, I'm going to focus right in on the confectionery and snacks. I'm nearly out of pot noodles. I can't watch Murder in Suburbia without one on my lap, you know.
I get you. I'm going to have a good long look at electricals, especially the LED light bulb multi-packs and the extension leads.
Yeah, what a day it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm loving life.
Me too, mate. Well, we enjoyed it, Andy.
That was lovely. I think that's just what everyone needs at the end of January, to cheer them up a little bit.
Okay then, Andrew. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening.
Thanks indeed.
And supporting the podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.